We're catching up now with Shannon from The Countryman. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning.
So, Shannon, another great week for The Countryman. A couple of great articles in the paper today, and we're going to run through a few of them. The first one is we're going to talk about the Harvey Beef Gate to Plate Challenge winners.
Yeah. So, our reporter, Bob Garnett, travelled down to Albany last weekend to attend the awards ceremony and meet the very deserving winning family, the Pews, and then the next day went out to their place and met the family and had a chat with them. So we've got a great story on them and also a whole wrap-up of the event.
Yeah, look, well, and well done to everyone involved with the Harvey Beef Gate to Plate Challenge. It was wonderful joining you for the 2 days a little while ago. It was a lot of fun. I know a lot of people were looking forward to the awards ceremony, so I'm glad to see that that went so well. Another one here, Shannon, and you've been doing your homework on this one. It's regarding rainfall.
Yeah. So we've been talking to farmers every week this year about the rain, and so many of them keep saying it's the best start in decades, the best start I've ever seen. So I decided to take a deep dive into the Bureau of Meteorology's rainfall records, and turns out that some major records have been broken. Lots of, you know, wettest in 20 years, some wettest in 40, one even dating back to 1909. So I've got a two-page spread in there of talking about the rain this year and a big list of the records that I could find that have been broken. So have a look in there and see how your town's done this year.
Oh, Shannon, I think you're on to a winner. I think that is the article. That is the article. Well done. Well done. And last one we're going to chat about this morning, Shannon, is demand for bush food from Katanning. What's going on there?
Yeah. So a few years back, Badgerbutt farmer David Thompson started planting saline bush foods on his property and using the saline land to become productive. So it was part of a project with Katanning Landcare to turn saline land in the wheat belt back into agricultural productive land. And they've been selling things like salt bush and ice plant to restaurants and chefs across the country. And since all the restaurants shut down last year with COVID, which obviously was really hard for them, now that everything's opened back up, the demand has skyrocketed up 400%. So they're really excited about that. And they're putting a training package together so that next year other farmers who have saline land on their properties can start using it and planting these bush foods and having another income stream.
Oh, that is awesome. So that, all the information on that in The Countryman?
Yes.
Yeah, cool. All right, listeners, there you go. Grab The Countryman. I'm sure everyone's going to be after it for that rainfall records one again. But well done, Shannon, and thank you for giving us an overview here this morning.
And thanks so much, Tom.